This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs, and then we're going to get to some of your text messages. All right. Bringing consumer prices down was a key promise that Donald Trump made in the 2024 campaign. So far, they're not moving in his direction.
A poll finds grocery prices are stressing the vast majority of American adults. An AP Nork Center for Public Affairs Research survey shows about half of all Americans say grocery costs are a major stressor. A third say they're a minor source of stress. Only 14% say prices are not stressing them at all. The survey comes as prices keep rising, despite President Trump's repeated claims.
Right now, there's no inflation.
But a Thursday government report says prices did jump in June on a yearly basis. Economists warn the president's tariffs may be set to keep boosting prices. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
I would love to learn to live in a state of total denial. That everything that I want to be true is true. And anything that contradicts anything that I say is just automatically wrong, or rigged, or inappropriate. I would love to live in that state of mind. Texas Governor Gregory Abbott is raising the stakes in the Lone Star State as Democrats there are protesting Trump's interference in their redistricting process.
When will the Democrats return? Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he'll begin trying to remove from office the Democrats who left the state in an attempt to block redrawn U.S. House maps and don't return. The governor says he's giving those lawmakers less than 24 hours to return. State Rep. Gene Wu, the Texas House Democratic Caucus leader, was part of a group of Democrats who landed in Chicago Sunday.
This is absolutely the right thing to do to protect the people of the state of Texas.
The audio courtesy of ABC 7 Chicago. President Trump wants the redistricting in place before the 2026 elections. The new congressional maps drawn by Texas Republicans would create five new Republican-leaning seats. That would improve the GOP's chances of retaining its slim majority in the U.S. House. I'm Mike Hempen.
You know, if you have to draw up new maps to win, then I guess you don't have that strong of a message. If the only way to win is to draw up maps that includes a better advantage for you at the polls, if you have to redraw the maps just to win, then what does that say about your message? Speaking to reporters yesterday, President Trump defended firing the director of Bureau and Labor Statistics, saying that the job numbers that she reported were not accurate.
We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced, but that was just one negative number. All of the numbers seemed to be great. Just before the election, this woman came out with these phenomenal numbers on Biden's economy. Phenomenal numbers. And then right after the election, they announced that those numbers were wrong. And that's what they did the other day. So it's a scam, in my opinion.
I guess the truth is dead. CBS White House digital reporter Aaron Navarro reports that, yes, job forecasts often change over time, but not for political considerations like Trump is claiming.
There's no clear political agenda when you look at the numbers from the last year of President Trump's first term and the last year of President Biden's term. The numbers in terms of revisions up and down for jobs are exactly the same between those two administrations. So in terms of evidence on a political bias front, that has not been shown yet. The president does have the power to fire, hire political appointees at will, but it's worth watching if there are further moves to get rid of or cut other staffers at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, putting more questions out there on how this data is collected and the accuracy and integrity behind it.
And the Trump administration's war on public media has now notched a major casualty, one that is far-reaching and will affect Americans of all ages.
A cornerstone of American culture for three generations is shutting down after being targeted by President Trump and defunded by Congress.
Can you tell me
there were Bert, Ernie, and Big Bird.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
And Mr. Rogers and Daniel Tiger. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting has had deep ties to much of the nation's most familiar programming, from those shows to NPR's All Things Considered. Now, nearly 60 years after being signed into law, the CPB will start moving toward its own closure. That's expected to have a huge impact on America's cultural and journalistic landscape, since CPB helps fund both NPR and PBS with their public radio and TV stations in small communities nationwide. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
All right, we'll see where this country is in time for the midterms, and we'll see where this country is for the next presidential election in 2028, and that's going to be a deciding factor in who wins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.